Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Woven Flag by Margaret Fort Gocha is a collection of poems about home and family, places, animals, inspiration, questions, and answers. It begins with poems by a young mother. Then there is a group of poems inspired by animals, real and imaginary. Then memories about places. The next poems give you some questions you may have to guess about. And then a group of poems consider sources of inspiration in coffee, tea, or wine. The final poems include remembrances of her parents and her husband. Margaret left home in Maryland to attend college in St. Louis at Washington University, majoring in English literature. Afterwards, she moved to California. She completed an MA in linguistics at San Jose State University and taught English as a second language at Evergreen Valley College. She now has 3 daughters, 6 grandchildren. She has written poetry since she was young, wrote these poems as her children grew up and established their own separate lives. She collected the poems written since her move to California in The Woven Flag, a book described as a welcome addition to any poetry lover's collection. Back with us on This Week in America is Margaret Gocha. Margaret, welcome back to the program. It is always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
So much. I was back looking through the book again. I get a chance every time we do a show to go back and look through these poems, and I'm really moved by the way you're able to capture your memories at the time. And I'll go back, and we've talked about this before, but I think it's important. The name of the book is The Woven Flag, and there's a poem in there that sort of sets the stage and gives you that title. Talk about the significance of the title, The Woven Flag.
Well, the poem is about how compares my children to flags, as if I wove 3 flags instead of had 3 children. the image of the woven flag comes from an anecdote that my father would tell repeatedly at the dinner table, and he would say that there is a loom in New York that can weave the American flag. And he went on business trips, and I would often wonder what he was doing. Then I realized that he was watching them weave the American flag in New York.
Interesting. And that gave you the inspiration for the title poem in the book, The Woven Flag. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, Margaret's website, margaretgocha, GOKA.com. And you can link on, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I was reading one of the reviews, and the book has received excellent reviews, and it said, a poet attuned to both the past and the present persistently reminds readers of the power of now. And I'm thinking about that because you have this way to capture what was that moment in your life, in your family's life. Talk about that. Sometimes when you talk to authors and they sit down to write and they're looking for things and trying to find something, it's sort of like the poems in the book just came to you, didn't they? I mean, literally came into your life.
Yes, I think that after I had started writing poems for a while, I would just go about my business and sort of look for things that I could write about as the day went along, and then try to sit down and put them on paper.
And it's interesting because the things that so many of us go through in daily lives that we would take for granted end up being topics for the poetry that you write. And talk about that once you get an idea, because you need to find the right word to express that. What is the challenge in doing that? That you see something going on in the backyard with an animal that you think would make a nice little poem, yet you need to find, you know, the right words to get those thoughts across. What's the challenge in finding the right word and constructing that poem?
Well, sometimes you start just by putting down what occurs to you. You have to then go back later, and sometimes you write a lot and you find a small poem inside a lot of writing, and you discard the extra that kind of gets you to the point of the poem.
Interesting. So you basically put your thoughts down and then maybe do a little bit of editing later, or you go back and you realize, okay, I could say this a little differently, or I really don't even need to say this. So the poem for a while is what, a work in progress then?
Yes. Sometimes I'm just writing prose and not poetry. And as I write, I think of an idea for a poem.
What was this like when you started doing this? And this started as you were a young mother, and you've got a lot of activity because kids will keep you jumping throughout your life. When did this actually start where it's like, you know, I really need to make a habit of this because this is really giving me a chance to express myself. Did it start just random poems, or did you think, I'm going to start keeping sort of a journal of what's happening in our family's life by starting writing poetry?
I did think about that I could write down certain events or scenes and describe them, and that would sort of be like taking a photograph of them and keep them in the future when I would have otherwise forgotten them.
What is it like when you go back and read these poems? You mentioned a photograph. I'm reading through these and I'm thinking these are almost as good and maybe even better than having snapshots of photographs that you've saved over the years, because it's not just a picture and we might miss something. These were your feelings at that point in time in your life. What's it like when you go back and read these poems?
Well, I see myself at a younger age, and it is kind of nice to remember what that was like.
That, yes, to recapture those feelings. And with the children, I would assume that, you know, in the home section, talking about your daughter and talking about, all of the children, that has to really bring back memories at a special time in your life and in their lives as well.
Yes, it was a hectic time, and so it was hard to put anything down, but everything.
Well, I wasn't there during that period, of course, but I can almost feel what you're going through and relate it to a situation with our children when they were growing up. In fact, talk about that, because I think it's something, one of the reasons that the poetry has resonated so well with people. It's about you, but it's very relatable for all of us who are reading your observations, I think. Don't you?
Yes, I hope so. Yeah, I think that there are a lot of universal things about parenting, and I just tried to capture a few little glimpses of it.
The second part of the book is divided into six sections. We've got home, animals, places, riddles, caffeine and wine, and then family. Let's talk about animals and how important that is. Summer Wish comes to mind, one of the poems that you write about in the book, The Woven Flag. Talk about the importance of animals in your life, because you really sort of capture their essence and how important they are to us.
I'm very familiar with living with a companion animal, and they, like your children, they are there, and they sometimes suggest ideas to you, and you just want to express how you feel about them and what they are doing and how to see, you observe them and you see what their lives are like.
And you can do that in the book, The Woven Flag. Margaret Fort Goka, our guest in the program. The book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, of course, available at Amazon. Information at Margaret's website, margaretgoka.com. Link on to her website by going to our website. You can do that link directly onto that site. I love the places. And one of my favorite poems in the book is In the City of the Broken Furnace. Is that autobiographical? You've got three girls sharing, obviously, a place to live, and you've got problems with broken furnaces. Was that something you went through?
Yes. We were in the middle of January. Our apartment was up for sale, but still in it. And it was very cold. It was just too cold to stay there.
And the name of the poem, I love the name of the poem, In the City of the Broken Furnace. And obviously, yours was not the only one that was in that position. But I wasn't there, but I'm reading, and I really appreciated the poem. And another one in places that I like as well is The Memory of the Olin Library. And it's interesting because you obviously have a fascination with books, with words, with learning. Talk about that. The poem starts off, the library was heaven, and you spent so much time there, you expected the mailman to start delivering your mail there.
Well, it was. I could have received it because I was always up there in the same place. The library was a very important place during my undergraduate years, and I spent a lot of time there. And it was sort of a more welcome home than the cold apartment was.
Is that where this began? I mentioned that this love of poetry and writing started at an early age. What was the reason for that? Was it you were reading and you're thinking, this is a great way to express yourself? These people are able to do this in books. I would like to do that. Or did it sort of evolve over time?
Well, I think my teachers in elementary school encouraged us to write and taught us how to write, actually. And we would write reports. I like to read poetry, and I'm sure that my mother and grandmother read aloud to me. And I guess I got the idea that I could try to do it. So gave me the idea that I could be an author, actually. And so that was something that I kept in my mind from childhood.
You know, the book is so well done, The Woven Flag. This is your second book of poetry. Tell me a little bit about the first book and if you're working on a third book.
My first book was called Chrysalis. And it's more love poems and poems from my college days. And I haven't gotten very far with a third book of poems. I've got a few poems that I have collected together, but they are not, I don't know, I'm not, I need to set aside some time to work on it. I am not really doing that right now.
Well, you mentioned that you've got the grandchildren, and I'm sure you're enjoying being able to be there and spend time with the grandchildren. And I'm thinking, too, that probably at some point going to give you a whole bunch of ideas as you sort of see the world through the eyes of your grandchildren.
Yes, they are inspiring.
That, to say the least, I am sure. How old are they?
Well, the oldest is 13, and the youngest is 3, but I've got another one that's due in early July, so eventually I'll have 7.
That's incredible, and will give you more sort of information that you can write about from a different perspective that you can write about. And I think, too, what a great legacy it is for the family, for your children and now the grandchildren. And I'm sure the kids get a special kick out of going back and looking at their lives, their mother's life in poetry from the books that you have been writing.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, there's so much there that tells us so much about life, and to stop and to cherish those special moments. One of the reviews talks about this would be ideal for poetry discussion groups, ideal for poetry students in high school and universities. And it really would be, and I know that you use the poems in church groups and in book clubs. What was the response as you were reading your poetry and sharing it with people?
People enjoy hearing my poems. I've also set up a service at my church where different people in the congregation who wrote poems read together, so we shared the time that we had, and we all got a chance to read.
Well, I can imagine it would be something very pleasurable for people to read and then comment on and learn from your writing structure, how you take the thought and develop it into the poetry form that's in the book, The Woven Flag. Margaret Fort Gocha, our guest on the program. As you read, I talked about this before, when you go back and the memories you have, do you sort of see your progression in life as you read this? Because you go back at different stages, and the way you interpret things probably different at those different stages.
Yes, I do look back, and sometimes I say I'm glad that stage is over, and then I'm in another one. And sometimes I regret, you know, that certain things are past and they won't happen again.
Well, it's interesting because I mentioned some of the poems, and they're not all like great memories. You have poems in there that touch on sadness and other topics. One that you have, To Comfort a Woman who has Lost a Child. Talk about how that came about and how in the poetry, in the verse, you were able to sort of express encouragement for her.
Yes, this is a friend of mine who lost both of her children, survived them both, and I just wanted, she's a good friend, I just wanted to sit down and think of some words to give her about it. And having lost my husband, I knew how going through a process of grief is. And so I tried to just say how the goodness of having children, you know, stays with you, even though you have a, you carry around the grief with you.
As you went through those periods where it was difficult, did poetry help in a way you get through those difficult times?
Oh, yes. Writing, I think, is a lifesaver. It really can make you focus, and it's sort of a cure for pain. Yeah.
In one of the poems, The Ruined Temple, I found that interesting because you basically are telling us, and it makes perfect sense, and you can say this in prose, just throw it out there, and it doesn't really have the impact it does as it does in the poem, but to leave the past and basically deal with the present.
Yes, you can't regret, you can spend much too much time regretting things, I think.
And you'll find, and you have a way of bringing that up. But I mentioned before, it's so important to live in the now and experience those moments that we all take for granted, because everybody seems to be going, 120 miles an hour and trying to get from one task to the next. This sort of reminds you to slow it down and cherish those special moments. It doesn't have to be a big vacation at a resort or an amusement park, that type of thing. You can be watching the kids play in the backyard. They can give you some type of enjoyment and amazement, and that's what you write about in the book, The Woven Flag. Who are some of the you mentioned your love of poetry. Who are some of the poets that you read that you really appreciate?
Well, I remember I liked Carl Sandburg's poems very much. I read Robert Frost. I read Theodore Rethke. I read Emily Dickinson. Those are the main ones.
And those are good ones to have influenced your life. In fact, the book has been compared to Robert Frost poems in your way you discuss family and nature. Wendell Berry, the way you discuss nature and finding tranquility in nature and animals. So that's good company they have you placed in. This really has been a pleasure to have you on the program and to talk about the book, The Woven Flag. I hope that things progress on book number 3. Would love to have you come back on the program and talk about that. Margaret, it is always a pleasure to have you with us. The book's enjoyable. You can sit down and you can read through it. You can go back and you can read one section after another, and you will really find it enjoyable. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The book is The Woven Flag by Margaret Fort Goka, G-O-K-A. Her website is margaretgoka.com. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, of course, at Amazon. And you can link on to all of that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.